Okay, we're going to discuss a little bit about Hadlakas Neros and whether Neros Shabbos constitutes Kabbalah Shabbos. So the Gemara on Daf Chav Gimel Beis, very fascinating Gemara with a lot of interesting mini sugyas here. It says, Amar Rava, Pshitali Ner Beis of Ner Chanukah Ner Beis Adif, Mishum Shalom Beis. Ner Beis of Kiddush Hayom, if you only have enough money for Ner Shabbos or Kiddush, Ner Beis Adif, once again, Mishum Shalom Beis. So wow, Ner Shabbos is critically important. What about the two losers? Boy, Rava, Ner Chanukah V'Kiddush Hayom Mahu, Kiddush Yom Adif, the Tadur, Adilma Ner Chanukah Adif, Mishum Pritzminisa, and Basni Boy, Hadar Pashto, Ner Chanukah Adif, Mishum Pritzminisa. So, Ner Shabbos beats Ner Chanukah, Ner Shabbos beats Kiddush, and when it comes to Kiddush and Ner Chanukah, so Ner Chanukah will beat Kiddush. So, on this Gemara, there's a very, very important and famous Ramban, and a very, very long Ran. I'm going to do a lot of the Ran inside with you. I want to go, let's make sure we understand the Ran well, and then we'll start to develop some of the ideas. So, it comes from the Ramban, and the Ramban basically says that, he quotes... Well, let's see the Ramban inside. So I'm in the Ran. Daf Yudam Alf and Dape Harif. So Kasa Ramban Mashmali the Afla Had the Magdimin near Beis Shalchanah. It's called Atad Meshubak My Chavero Kol Me Chavero. So the Ramban says just like if you have one or the other, either near Shabbos or near Chanukah, which one are you going to light? Near Shabbos because near Shabbos is more chashuv. So even when you have both, you're going to light near Shabbos first. So says the Bahag, that's an impossibility. Because if you're going to light Ner Shabbos first, you'll be usher to light Ner Chanukah, because Ner Shabbos equals Kabbalah Shabbos, and once you light Ner Shabbos, you cannot light Ner Chanukah. So the position of the Hag is absolutely crystal clear. Ner Shabbos equals Kabbalah Shabbos. So how can you light Ner Shabbos before Chanukah? You have to light Ner Chanukah first. Comes along the Ramban, and the language of the Ramban is really important over here. V'kamo hu dochuk zehatam. He says, Bahag makes no sense. Now, when you read the Bahag, did you say, yeah, that makes sense?
Yeah.
You said that makes sense. Why did you say it makes sense?
That's a weird.
Because you're brainwashed. You're brainwashed by what seems to be our practice. And that is that, oh, it's time to light candles. Candle lighting time. What does candle lighting time mean? Shabbos. It's Shabbos. When is candle lighting? So we're brainwashed by that formulation. But, says the Ramban, it's just not true. It's not true. There's no such thing as candle lighting time. What's candle lighting time? No, candlelighting time is... No, that's when Shabbos starts. What is candlelighting time, says the Ramban? Such thing as candlelighting time. Rather, says the Ramban, V'kamu dog zatam imam rabi yom ha-kippurim. When it comes to Yom Kippur, Cain, yeah, there, kishamar zman, mishum demosivin michol ha-kodesh, ochem bepozim mibod yom, v'yochol ha-hazal kabalav shol yochol mibod yom. V'kevin shamar zman, harei kippur me'ata. When it comes to Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom Kippurim, and when you say the brach of Shechiyanu, which do we say when it's still daylight?
No. Yeah.
We say it when it's before. We say it by Ne'ilah when it's not by Ne'ilah, by Kol Nidre when it's still daylight. So then, yes, Shechiyanu is a Kabbalah of Yom Kippur. You're Mekabel Yom Kippur, but are we saying a Shechiyanu when it comes to lighting candles of Shabbos? No. We're not saying no. We are lighting candles. Where do you get that that's called Kabbalah Shabbos? Aval lukas neber Shabbos im hitliku. Ma kibul Shabbos yesh bekach. What do you do on Erev Shabbos? What do you do on Erev Shabbos? Do you take a shower? Is that Kabbalah Shabbos? Is that Kabbalah Shabbos? No. Do you make your beds? Is that Kabbalah Shabbos? No. Do you tidy up? Do you cook?
Yeah.
That none of that is Kabbalah Shabbos. So who says Hadlakas Neros is Kabbalah Shabbos? After all, Hare Kadei Shalo Yehei Torah Ba'erev. Who all said? You know why you're lighting the candles? You don't want to leave it to the last minute. Say light candles. Who says that Kabbalah Shabbos? Im Kain Hidlik Ner Ze Ba'erev Shabbos Lo Yadlik Ner Achez Ba'Adarabah Lo Mikneishu Shabbos Madlik. Ela mipnei sha'adayin eino Shabbos. V'chigmar hadlaka kona shvisa, etc. So says the Ramban, what's the Ramban's vision of hadlakas ner Shabbos? What is hadlakas ner Shabbos? Give me, what? Who said it? Shabbos prep! It's Shabbos prep. It's hachona l'Shabbos. And as Shabbos prep, when should it happen? It happens before Shabbos. You know what? If I were to ask you, is hadlakas ner Shabbos, is it a mitzvah of Shabbos or a mitzvah of Friday? It's a mitzvah Friday. It's a Ramban says it's a mitzvah Friday. And the mitzvah of Friday, which I'm going to use a little more fancy language, holier language, is the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos to make sure that when Shabbos comes in, everything is ready. What is one of the things you need to have ready? You need light. And that is what the nails are. Chazal said it's a mitzvah to light candles. So you make a bracha on it. You light the candles when? On Friday. Who says that's Kabbalah Shabbos? It's no different fundamentally than making your beds and cooking the food and setting the table and having everything ready. So Neir Shabbos, that's what it is. It's not Kabbalah Shabbos. And then the Ramban says a proof. Instead of reading the proof inside, we'll just look at the Gemara itself, because you should have done that. Go open Lamed Hamed Beis. Lamed Hamed Beis. And this is really the dominant proof of the Ramban. But it looks pretty good at first blush. So Lamed Hamed Beis, if you look about 14 lines down from the page, there's two dots, and it says over here, Tanu Rabbanan. So we have a braisa that says, Sheish Tkios Token Erev Shabbos. You would go ahead and blow six tkios on Erev Shabbos. Rishono lahavtil es ha'ami malacha shabbasados. The people in the field would hear the first tkia, and what would they do? They'd start to come in. It's time, the people out in the fields that are far away, time to come in. That was the first blast. Shnia, lahavtil ir v'chanuyos. It's time to go ahead, the people in the city, which were closer, the stores, time to close up. Shlishis, lahadlik es anir. The third blast was to be madlik v'nir. Time to light the candles. Div Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Yudah Nosson Yomer. Shlishis, lachalot tefillin. The third one was to take off the tefillin. Now this is the Ramban. V'shoheh. And you wait, kedet slias dag katan. You now wait a period of time it takes the du'a to roast the small fish. Oh, kedei lahadik betanur, v'tokeya, umeiria, v'tokeya, v'soves. And now you do what? Two more blasts, and then that's it. Shabbos begins. So says the Ramban, your third or fourth blast was what? Was lahadik esah? Ner. Then what do? Then you made some fish. Then you baked some bread, and then you finished up the last two blasts. So what does that tell you? That they did what?
That they did
malacha after hadlakas haner. Slam dunk. Slam dunk. That is the core raya of the Ramban. And the Ramban then concludes, the Ramban concludes, Elu Dvorav Zal. These are the words of the Ramban. Make sense?
Yeah.
The Ramban.
It said that the roasting fish and the putting bread in the oven is just the
sheep.
Whoa. Good. You're right. You're not wrong. Fourth, three, and four were a hadlik on the air and take off the tefillin, and then tokei mariva tokei, and then they would blow tokei mariva tokei. Okay. So says.
So what does he view lighting as then? What does the Ramban view lighting as? Is Ramban saying that lighting isn't if you say it's lahadlik ner Shabbos, but if you could do malacha afterwards, then it's not lahadlik ner Shabbos.
It is lahadlik ner sha'ani estamesh b'Shabbat. It's to light the ner that I'm going to use to illuminate my Shabbos meal. In that sense, it is the Ner Shel Shabbos. I can't light it on Shabbos, so I'm lighting it before Shabbos in order to use on Shabbos.
So why is there a bracha?
So apparently, even more important than making your bed, even more important than everything else, was to have light at your meal, to have light in the house. Why is light in the house so important? Shalom Bayis. And they institutionalized this as a mitzvah shel Erev Shabbos. The Gemara we'll learn tomorrow, Bez Hashem, discusses. Is near Shabbos just like, oh, we don't want you to stub your toe? Or is it a real chiyuv? And the Gemara says it's a chova to formalize the mitzvah of this mitzvah of Hachana L'Shabbos. That's exactly what it is. Okay, so then the Ran comes along. I'm now reading from my version. It's four lines from the bottom of the page. Ve'emirali, I disagree, says the Ramban. I'm with the Bahak. After all, demayu kam b'yom kippurim, that which you bring up Yom Kippur, ha'im yishun de'o sivim michal ha'kodesh, v'yachul ha'afsik, u'lekabal ha'shol yocham yibod yom, ha'vadai k'shem sh'rashai la'askim b'yom kippurim, k'en rashai la'askim kabal ha'ber ha'shabbat, shol yasam ha'lok yibod yom. The kashim she is to serve the makipur, kachi is to serve the Shabbos. Can we prepare Gilbert to prepare Basa Diyuma? Come up with Shem HaShulis Nosim Nikubal on Kodesh. Okay, so first of all, Yom Kippur, don't get me so excited about Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, are you Makabel Yom Kippur early? Yes. So guess what? You're also Makabel Shabbos early. How are you Makabel Shabbos early? Bye-bye, in the candles. So like, okay, good. Yom Kippur, you say a Shechiyanu. Here you're not saying a Shechiyanu, you're saying a Lahadli. But just like you Mekabel Yom Kippur early, you Mekabel Shabbos when you light the candles. You Mekabel Shabbos early. That doesn't get me so excited. And then he says, this is important. Umay dika omar shalom mipnei Shabbos humadlik ela mipnei sha'adayin eino Shabbos humadlik. So why are you lighting the candles? Because it's Shabbos, because it's Erev Shabbos. Well, you can't light the candles on Shabbos, so yes, you're lighting it because of Erev Shabbos, but why are you lighting it? Because this is your inauguration of Shabbos. And he says, in Vade Hachihu, Ela Miu Chazina Bekula Tanoim, Sheminik Chacham Hayasham Allah Chachron Shay Ozm Erev Shabbos, Hayas Hadlokas on air. The last thing they would do on Erev Shabbos was lighting. Shafilu Tfilin, Shahanachasa Mitzvah. How you cholts and cold and shadlikos on air, ketayim b'rais b'sof pirkin, even tefillin, which they're wearing tefillin all day, so they're going to keep it on to the very, very last moment. Amidst I say d'oraisa, when would they take off the tefillin? Before or after Neros? Before Neros. So if you tell me what, that tefillin is what? That Neros Shabbos is not a Kabbalah, so then what should they do first? They should first light Neros and then put on the tefillin right before Shkia. That's not what they did. So says the Ran, you have a clear indication that this is Neros Shabbos is a Kabbalah Shabbos. Okay. Now, okay, so he's going to go some more rise, get back and forth a little bit, and then let's skip. Let's skip. We're going to skip to the colon. Kevan de kol hani shmaitzi. So the Ran brings other Gemaras that seem to indicate to him that, and they're questionable, that the last thing that was done was hadlokas haner. Mukhi shechacham tiknu shetei hadlokas haner malacha achrona. Umisha madlik es haner, kvar hu gomer bedato shel acha malacha zu, lo yaseh shum malacha acheres.
So it says the Ran, clearly the last thing that was done was Hadlakas Haneros, and therefore Hadlakas Haneros represented something. They took something on. Let's open up the windows. They took something on, and what they took on was, when they lit the candles, that was Kabbalah Shabbos, and Ein Lecha Kabbalah Shabbos Gadol Mizeh. Okay, so what about the Raya from Shofar? What about the Raya from Shofar? So says Gavi Silver, correctly so. Does the Gemara ever say that they cooked or baked after lighting that third candle? No. No, it never said that. What did it say? What did the Gemara say? What's the key word?
The
Shoah. They delayed. So says the Ram, says the Ran. Very good. This says the Ram. Adik Ma'is Rami Tanya Bishli Pirkin Shlishit Seid Lik Ma'ad Umadik V'Shoah Kedilis Dagotan Lav Rai Klav Dahai V'Shoah. The person who's waiting, lav amadlik koi. It's not about the person's lighting a candle that now he's going ahead and doing some cooking. Ela atokeya koi. Tachi kani hitkel tkoat kiya shlishis. Sala kamesad vihitmin amatmin. Vihidlik. So he finished the hatmana. He lit the candle. And now the tokeya was shoa kadeh litzis dat kotin. Kloma kama ye tokeya zeh. Shoa bin tkiya lishlis l'tkiya achrona. How much would they delay to let people finish everything up? They would delay that amount, and then they would blow the last shear, and that is the story, and that is the din, and says the Ran, I am firmly in the camp of the Balak's Kedoshim. Okay. So Rabosai, according to the Balak's Gedolos, what is Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos? It's a Kabbalah. And indeed, as Benji says, what bracha are you making? Lahadlik Neir Shel Shabbos. And why are you making that bracha? Because this is Shabbos now. According to the Bahag, it is Kabbalah. Now, who lights the candles in your house? Typically the Ma. So some questions. First of all, how does she light? Second of all, how do we paskin, Bahag or Ramban? Thirdly, how does her lighting, according to the Bahag, affect the rest of the household? Does it affect the rest of the household? Is it relevant to the rest of the household? So for that, I'm going to skip that Gos Maimonios. I'm going to go to the Beis Yosef. We're going to look at the Beis Yosef together, and he provides what I think are going to amount to two additional shitos. One of them is Sayin and Agos Maimonios. We'll see this together, and it's a good summary of everything we've done so far. So says the Beis Yosef in Reis Samek Gimel Halacha Yud. Kasa Balachs Gedolos, the Kabbalah Shabbos Tluya Bahadlokas Haner. Haran, our Ran, Bereish Perek Memad Likin, Kasav Divrei Bahag, Utshuvas HaRamban, Vehatos Alav, Zela Shono. I'm sorry, who's Al? Yashvan, the Ran himself, Yashvan resolved Vita'an and held Ba'ad HaBahag. Kenu Medivrei Mordechai, Shumaskum Medivrei HaBahag. Aval HaRosh, Kasav Besok Perek Memad Likin, Demasu Begumar Shekabbalah Shabbos, Enot Tluya Badlok Hazaner. The Rosh holds like the Ramban. The Nire, she tluya betfilas arvis. By the way, when was Kabbalah Shabbos instituted as a tefillah? Yeah, a little later than that, actually. 1600s. The Arizal. Correct. Where? In what town? In Sfat. Correct. So during the time of the Rishonim, was there such thing as a tefillah of Kabbalah Shabbos? Not really. So when was Kabbalah Shabbos as the Rosh? If it's not Hadlakas HaNer, then when is it? Marif. When you say Baruch Hu, that is the beginning. But Hadlakas HaNer, she tluy betfilas arvis, bedar betfilas HaShachar, in the fourth paragraph of Masechet Shabbos, keshachazin omer Baruch Hu, hakol poshim melacha. When the chazin would say Baruch Hu, that's when everyone would stop doing melacha. That was Kabbalah Shabbos. Says the Rosh. Arrive for the Ramban. Vechen kosher ben Yerucham, Divrei Ha'omrim Hadlakas Neir Shabbos Lo Havya Kabbalah Iker. Can you Divrei Rav Magid So Hilchos Chanukah Shekat Divrei Abahad For Hishiva Lav Rambam Barashba For Amr She'in Hadlakas Neir Kabbalas Kabbalos Seres Vehevi Raya Midivrei Rabbeinu BeKabbalah Okay, so that's all. Raya is back and forth. Rush goes with the Ramban, other Rishon go with the Bahag. You have a split down the middle. Now, says the Smag. Now, I'm in the middle of the piece. Ela Shekosa Bismag. Who is the Smag? The Sefer Mitzvos Gedolos. Amnam. Even if you want to hold like the Ramban. Amnon. Hamadlik atzmo asar bimalacha la'acha shehidlik. Meaning, the lighter who's making the brach lahadlik ner shel Shabbos, they for sure can't do malacha. This is what the Smag is saying. Amnam hamadlik atzmo. Baby rai me'ato sefta. Uvahagos shom kosu. Miu. Haram. Haram is Maram Rutenberg. His nihinik. Vitziva. That if the lighter wanted to do malacha after, could she?
Yes.
If, listen carefully. If she made lahasnos kodem sheyadlik she'ena makabel Shabbos ad sheyasa miyado haner shehidlik bo o arat tefila dim lo kein Hayimitatlo be iser acha shidig neshal Shabbos vechen kasa Mordechai perek ba memadlikin umasher milsono the kashia came bedato sagi. In other words, Rabosa, you're the mom. You're the mom. You're lighting candles. According to Bahag, what do you have over here? Kabbalah Shabbos, not to talk about. It's Kabbalah Shabbos. So what does she do? She makes a bracha. L'hadlik neshal Shabbos. She lights candles. With the lighting of the candles, is it now Shabbos? What does she have in her hand?
A candle.
She has a candle in her hand. What's a candle? What's a candle? It's muksa. It's muksa. What's she going to do with the candle right now?
Blow it out.
What's that? That's kibui. That's kibui. So the Maharam Rutenberg said that even the woman who is lighting should make a tznai, a condition. This is going to be Kabbalah Shabbos for me, but only when?
After
I blow out the candle. So first of all, what do you see from this Maharam's addition? Is what? Is, it is
no,
Kabbalah
it is
Shabbos, but why is it Kabbalah Shabbos?
Because she wants it to be.
Because she wants it to be Kabbalah Shabbos. In other words, it's not magic. It's not that Neros equals Shabbos. It's that the Stam Das is that it is Kabbalah Shabbos. What can she do? What can she do? She could opt out. She could opt out and say that I'm deferring my Kabbalah until either I extinguish the fire or until I finish with whatever I'm doing, until Maariv. She can do that. She can do that. In other words, according to the Bahag Lechora, it's automatic. What is the Maharam saying? It's not automatic. What's he saying? It's presumptive. There's a presumptive Kabbalah, but it is not automatic, and she can opt out. One second. What?
How's it different than any other action?
What do you mean?
You can always just be like, oh,
you're right. So I think what he's saying is, in any other case, you can always opt in. Here, the default is hadlaka is your opt in, so you need to opt out. Yeah.
Are you able to use? So it's not necessarily about someone about the dance also. Meaning, if you want to opt out, when you want to make Shabbos.
Right.
Can you use early Shabbos as an example as a group? Meaning,
early Shabbos is an example of opting in.
Yeah.
Yes.
Meaning, I'm saying, but against there.
Why?
When you light candles, it's not after Shabbos yet. It's the month.
Yes,
But that becomes... Oh, yeah. And a chamam.
How about other Shabbos? You light candles early.
But that's... You know, you're opting in.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a chamam. And a chamam. Yes?
Can the mother light it and not have the Shabbos, so she can still do something after, but she doesn't feel the lighting candles?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, you could do it after the Das, except Shabbos.
You need the Das. No, in other words, if without Das, you've accepted Shabbos. But if you want to do other things later on, says the Maharam, what can you do? You can have an affirmative das to defer your kabbalah. Yeah. Good. Now, Rabbi will say, is the Maharam like the Bahag or like the Ramban?
It's like Bahag.
I don't know. It's like
I know it's in between, but is it an offshoot of Bahag or is it an offshoot of Ramban?
You have to opt out.
Well, does Ramban say that the Arvis is an arbitrary way of starting Shabbos, or he says that it's always Arvis?
The Ramban.
What?
The Ramban says very clearly, Lakas Neros is Makabal Shabbos with Miras Das. He says that a few times.
The Ramban says that. That's the Ron seems to say that, correct? Let's hold on to that question for a second. Let's hold on. Let's finish up. So now, according to the Maharam Rutenberg, what does she have to do if she wants to defer? She has to make a tznai. Hakolbo, which is another Rishon, Kosav is Kolbo, and Cholek al Harabinu Meir, the Omer. Who can opt out? Davka Livnei Habayis. The husband can opt out. The daughters can opt out. Aval Isha Shemadlekes, he Asura Lasos Malacha La'acha Shidlika, Shekevan Shemivareches Aleha. Since she did what? She made a bracha, Ein Lecha Kabbalah Gedola Mizu. There's no greater kapala than what?
Than making a bracha.
Ve'ein mo'ila shum tnai. Can she opt out? She can't opt out. You know who can opt out? The husband can opt out. The husband can opt out. The kids can opt out, but... So says, what? So what does it do with the candles? She bought a leket. Yesh anoshim shemadlikin haner bepsila. They use a candle. Ve'achar shebirchu vidlikan haner mashlichan hapsila la'aretz. Look what they do. They drop the candle to the ground. They drop it. Why do they drop it? Because it's muksa. And because they can't blow it out. So they just drop it. Where do they drop it? The gam. What?
Why can't they just give it to somebody else?
Because the family... They no.
They,
the family can opt out.
Right, so why don't they opt out?
Or why don't they just drop it? She could just drop it too. Now, relax. You're not burning their hands. V'gam behag, oser lahadik near Chanukah achar near Shabbos. He can't light near Chanukah afterwards. V'tema. Now, Rabbeinu Binyamin was bothered by the following question. Very important question. Says Rabbeinu Binyamin. I don't know. Rabbeinu Binyamin, one of the great ones, one of the earlier than the Beis Yosef. So he was a Rishon.
Who just said that about
the Shibale Haleket? The Rabbeinu Binyamin writes as follows. Wait a second. What's the Kabbalah Shabbos? According to Bahag, what's about Kabbalah Shabbos? The Bracha. Well, if the Bracha is the Kabbalah Shabbos, what do you do? Lahadlik, Ethan, and Yitzi. Lahadlik ner shel Shabbos, and then what?
Then lighting.
Then start not near Shabbos.
Yeah, the light near Shabbos and light
near Hanukkah,
and make the bracha on Shabbos.
One second. Forget Hanukkah. Just near Shabbos. You're lighting. You make a bracha, then you're lighting. So he says in Torah, a bracha shul kabbal Shabbos and Cain ye otel lahadlik. How do you light? So apparently, what do you have to say? It's not the bracha that's the Kabbalah, but rather it's the lighting that's the Kabbalah. So comes on Ving and says, how many candles do you light? You light two candles. So once you light the first candle, you have a Kabbalah. How do you light the second candle? So the answer is Shedata ba'alchus aniri haKabbalah k'divi abahav v'chol neiros shemadlik both Shabbos and all the neiros are kechat chashiva, and therefore it is v'shari to light all the candles. However. So you can light all the candles, because that's the Kabbalah. But now that they've lit, then what do you have in your hand?
You have a candle.
You have a candle. Okay. So that's the lay of the land. So if I were to summarize, I want to summarize. I believe you have four positions. Position number one is the Bahag, that's crystal clear. What's the Bahag's position?
Candles
and Hadlaka is Kabbalah, and presumably what's the Kabbalah? No! The lighting is the Kabbalah. You're lighting many candles, it's all kosher kechada. What do you do with the wick afterwards?
You drop it.
According to the Ramban on the other extreme, what is the, what's Hadlaka's neiros?
The time
of it's not the Kabbalah at all, it's Erev Shabbos business. According to the Maharam Rutenberg, is Neros Shabbos a Kabbalah fundamentally? Yes. But what can you do? You can opt out. You can make a tnai. And according to the Kolbo,
everyone but the lighter
can't opt out. For her, it's automatic. Everyone else would be piggybacked off of her, but they can opt out. Now, let's just summarize. Please open up your Mishnah Berurah Chelek Gimel, which you were asked to bring in. Reish Samech Gimel Yud. Now, Rabosai, you big Talmidei Chachamim, So now that you've learned the core sugya, and you open up a Shulchan Aruch, look at how the Shulchan Aruch, like, comes to life. Comes to life.
Could I go get my Mishnah Berurah?
What do you think? If it's very local, I think it's Kedai. Fast. I'm timing you. Reish Samech Gimel Yud. I see a Mishnah Berurah right in front of me. Okay. Now watch this. Watch this. You have it? Reish Samech Gimel Yud. Hello? Says the Mechaber, Lebal halachos gedolos, kevan shehidlik ner shal Shabbos, chol olav Shabbos v'nesar b'malach. Ve'al pi zeh, Noah goes ksas nashim, sha'achar shebirchu v'hidlik aneros, mashlichos la'aretz ha'psila shebiyadam, shidlikuba ve'ein mechabos osa. Good. You drop it. V'yesh omrim, She'im masna kodim shemadlika. If she does what? Masna, what does masna mean? She makes a t'nai. Kodim shemadlika, she'im mekabel shabbat, achim rachazim baruchu, moil. It works. She can make a t'nai. Whose sheet is that? The Maram, yafeh. V'yesh omrim, she'ino moil la. What does that mean? The Kolba. She can't make it t'nai. The Yesh Chokin al Balachos Gedolos, the Omrim She'ein Kabbalah Shabbos Tolei Badlokas Aner Ela Betfilas Arvis, She'kem Shem Rechazim Baruch Hu Akol Parshim Mablachtan. Ule Didan, since we are ready to turn the Mechaber, say some Kabbalah Shabbos, Kem Shechil Mizmah Shalim HaShabbos, Have a Kabbaruch Hu Leditu. So what does the Mechaber then say? Who does he bring? The Ramban. Now notice the setup of the Mechaber. Notice how he sets this up. Quotes the Bahag. Yesh Omrim. Yesh Omrim. V'yesh Cholkim. What does that kind of indicate to you?
The Yesh Omrim are right.
No. No. That the other Shitas are an offshoot of the Bahag. In other words, fundamentally, the Bahag, and I'll even say Rov Rishonim, say Hadlokas Haner, is what? Is Kabbalah Shabbos. What is the Chiddush of the Bahag? What is the Bahag saying?
It's completely
Kabbalah. It is an automatic Kabbalah. Meaning what we mean to say is, it is Kabbalah. It is institutionalized Kabbalah. Can she opt out? No. Can anyone in the house opt out? No. Kabbalah Shabbos is Neros Shabbos. Bingo. According to Bahag. What?
Like he said he brings that.
According to Bahag. Now the Maram says, no, it's not automatic. What is it? It's the presumptive Das, but it's function Das. And therefore, the person does what? Person makes a t'nai, they can
opt out.
Says the Kolbo.
Not everyone can
opt out because for her,
she said
this is it. This is Neros Shabbos. And comes on the Ramban and says, nothing to talk about. What are you talking about? Rabbo said, what's the Pesach of the Mechaber? What's the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch? The answer is, he doesn't paskin. He brings the Bahag, Yesh Omrim, V'yesh Omrim, V'yesh Cholkin, period. A very nice presentation. A great summary. But I didn't get a Psak Halacha. Now you might have to get into Klolei HaPsak when a Mechaber does this, like what's his position? But he doesn't give you a Psak. So who's going to help us out?
The Rambo.
So says the Rambam, Haga, v'haminag, she'osa isha hamadlekes, mikabele Shabbos badlaka, im lo shetatne tchila, v'al tfilu tznai balev sagi, aval shar b'nei abayis, mutarim b'malacha ad baruchu. Wow. That's good. So what does that mean? I used to live Mevaseret. Did you know that? Long time ago. It was 3 years of my life here in Mevaseret Zion. So I used to live not far from that way. Whatever. I lived there, where Rav Glantz used to live. 12-minute walk, 2-minute drive. So things get pressured on Erev Shabbos Kodesh. So I used to come to Yeshiva for Kabbalah Shabbos, for Mincha, and I drove. My wife also wanted to daven in Yeshiva. So how did she come to Yeshiva? She walked. Why did she walk? Because she lit candles. So for her, it's Kabbalah Shabbos. I can get into a car, according to Rama. She has to walk. Now, let's say she wants to drive. Can she make a tznai? What did Rama say? Can she make a tznai? What did the Rama say? Imloshitasne, but can she make a tznai?
Yeah.
She can make a tznai. Listen to the question. Should she make a tznai? So look at the Mishnah Berurah now. I just want to see how halacha works. Haminog. So first of all, Haminog, os membeis. Haminog. Says Rama, what's the minog? The minog is that the woman is Makabel Shabbos. Let's say the husband's lighting candles. Let's say the husband's lighting candles. Why? Because his wife is away, so he's lighting the candles. Is it Kabbalah Shabbos for him? So ironically, the Mechaber says that im ha'ish madlik afilu kishu mevarek alav lakaso leka min haga umutir b'malacha umikomok umtov lahasnos. So the man technically doesn't have a minute to be Kabbalah Shabbos right away. The woman does. But even a man should make a tznai if he's going to do malacha afterwards. Okay, now, is a woman allowed to, listen carefully, is a woman allowed to daven mincha after hadlakas nero Shabbos?
Yeah. They usually do.
What? They do? I'll say it again. Is a woman allowed to daven mincha after nero Shabbos? It doesn't depend too much. I mean, it depends a little, but not so much. It does depend. If she lights the candles without a tznai, it's Shabbos. If it's Shabbos, can she daven at tefillas chol?
No.
So therefore, once she lights candles, she cannot daven mincha. She must daven mincha when?
Before
hadlaka. Says the Mishnah Berurah. V'tispal mincha tchila, the whole dikfar kibla Shabbos, since she was already mekabel Shabbos, shuv yepshol spal tefillas chol. Let's say there's no time. Let's say she's stuck. Very busy. 2 minutes left. 3 minutes left. 4 minutes left. She has two options in front of her. What are the two options? Either light with a tznai and daven mincha afterwards. Or light without a tznai and daven two maariv's. Because she missed mincha. What should she do? What would you say? What would you say? What would you say?
For a moment, it seemed like you said tomorrow.
But she could light with a tznai and then daven mincha afterwards. So look what he says. Take it back. I read this wrong. If she missed mincha, in other words, she to daven mincha after Neros is a no-go. That's impossible. So then tumaris. If she can make a tznai to capture mincha, then she'll, that doesn't make sense. Then she could just daven mincha first. Like, I take back the question. Bad question. She could just daven mincha first. She doesn't need a tznai. Daven mincha and then light candles. Never mind. My bad. Now look at Mem Dalet. Is she allowed to make a tznai?
Yeah,
so can my wife make a tznai and get in the car? So says the Mishnah Berurah, ve'ein lahasnos, you should not make a tznai ki'im litzorech, unless it's a real need. Why? Why does he say that?
Because ideally, lighting the Shabbos.
Why? Because, yes, you're right. Ideally, in other words, because of who?
Because of
the Bahag. Because of the Bahag. Because of the Bahag, you should only rely on the Yesh Omrims. And how many Yesh Omrims do you have to rely on over here?
Two.
Not really.
One.
Because according to the Kobo, you can't make it tonight. Me'achar she'yesh cholkin desovrim delomahan itznai. Only if there's a real tzorech. So my wife thought walking 10 minutes to shul, that's not called a tzorech. That's not called a tzorech. That's not called a tzorech. Okay, that's the lay of the land. Now, one last question. One last question. What does your mom do when she lights candles? She does that. She does that. What else does she do? You're right, she does that.
She
does this. What else does she do?
She says a bracha.
She says a bracha. When does she say the bracha? So look at Rei Samech Gimel Halacha Hey, and with this we will close. Rei Samech Gimel Halacha Hey. Says the Rambo. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Kishiyadlik yivarech v'tzivanu l'hadik ner shel Shabbos. Echor ha'ish ve'echor ha'isha. Gam b'yom tov l'hadik ner shel yom tov. Haga, yesh misha omer shemivarchim kodim hadlaka. There are those who say that when do you make the bracha? Before hadlaka. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. It makes perfect sense because that's when you always make brachas, before the mitzvah. V'yesh misha omer shemivarech achar hadlaka. You know who this yesh misha omer is? It's the Rabbeinu Binyamin. Why? Why does Rabbeinu Binyamin say this? Because if the what? If the bracha lahadlik ner shel Shabbos is what? Is Kabbalah Shabbos, then you can't light afterwards. So what do you have to do? What do you have to do? What do you have to do?
Light first.
You light first. So rather, you make the bracha after you light. Ah, but don't brachas have to be beforehand? Don't brachas have to be beforehand? Don't brachas have to be beforehand?
That's why you cover your eyes.
So says the Rambam, what?
That's why you cover your eyes.
That's why you cover your eyes. Why do you cover your eyes? Because what is also the mitzvah of Neiros Shabbos? Shalom bayis, which means you're supposed to be nehenah from the light. So you make the, you light the candles, cover the eyes, make the bracha, all the eyes, and then the bracha is also over La Asiyasa. It's also over La Asiyasa. It's before the mitzvah of getting Hana from the light. And that is the basis. I don't know what the waving is all about. But the reason the women cover their eyes is so they're getting Hana when? When?
After.
Three last questions. Three last questions. You're home lighting candles. You're lighting candles. When do you make a bracha? Before or after the hadlaka?
If
you're lighting candles.
Are you like home alone?
You're home alone.
So then you wouldn't have to cover your eyes because there's no need for shalom.
I'm asking. No. Shalom bayis means with your brothers too. That's also shalom bayis.
Right.
No.
If you're
home with people. Home. You're lighting Neiros Shabbos. Do you make the bracha first, or you do the hadlaka first? Is a man Makabel Shabbos with his Hadlaka?
No.
The answer is no. If he's not Makabel Shabbos with his Hadlaka, then what should come first?
Bracha.
The Bracha should come first. If a woman makes a Tznai for a Tzorech, maybe it's her Leil Tevila and the mikvah is 2 miles away. So she doesn't want to walk back and forth. So she's going to go ahead and light the Neiros and then go to the mikvah. She wants to get a ride, get into a car to get to the mikvah. So will she make a bracha first and then light, or light and then make a bracha? She's making a tznai. She's not accepting. Pasha pshat, Rav Akiva Eger, simple pshat says, bracha, then hadlaka, over la siyasa. The Magen Avraham, I should show you these languages in the Magen Avraham and Rav Akiva Eger. It's very interesting, their conversation over here. Magen Avraham didn't trust women to know, like, this way, that way, keep it simple. And therefore, he always says, make the bracha afterwards. But logically, she should make the bracha first. Leil Yontif. when should the bracha lahadlik nirsa yontif be made?
After.
Are you allowed to extend the flame on yontif?
Yeah.
You allowed to light candles on yontif. Since you're allowed to light candles on yontif, so therefore there's no reason to make the bracha when?
After.
Afterwards, the bracha should be made lichora first. Okay. A little bit of Hadlakas Neiros, Kabbalah Shabbos, Lamaisa.